around in the shop there that it likely just needs batteries as well. So I imagine that's all that was wrong with these.
I'm just laughing here in the background because I'm pretty sure I know which trailer that was too, because I think I ended up with a weather station and something else out of that trailer. Hi.
Yeah, at the end there, well, they had so many records and stuff, they had bookshelves full of 3-4-inch D-ring binders, and I picked up a bunch of them and a couple of 2-inch binders and stuff. They're just going to be scrapped. So I put them to good use at home. And some of their manuals that were single printed pages I brought home, and I used them for scrap paper and scribbling on, and then kept the binder as well. Hi. So yeah, there was some salvage going on there towards the end.
Yeah, I remember that trailer there. That was almost at the very end of the expansion, man. I remember that they had like those big multifunction printers in there, like those massive ones. But I don't think they went pretty quick because you almost need a truck to haul those things away. So. Yeah, man, if I remember right, there might have even been an old plotter in there, but too heavy to get out, that was for sure.
Well, they paid for themselves, and they were just basically all written off. I think they walked away and left a lot behind, and whoever happened to be there managed that wanted it, probably just picked it up somehow.
Yeah, very well. I just thought I'd come back to you and share that story about the batteries there and maybe if it helps you or not, but sounds like you're on your way anyway, so have good luck with that, and hopefully you get a revived pack there put together. So those external battery module ones are pretty nice to run too. I don't have any of those, but they're sure handy, boy. They sure add a lot of runtime, that's for sure.
Yeah, a guy needs to get about 4 car batteries and wire them up and hook it up to the connections on this UPS, and you're more likely to have success. You could get some deep cycle in there, and it might work not too bad, other than the fact it'd take up half of the basement.
Yeah, I always wondered about that too. I had saved one that I always had planned on running off of the 12-volt deep cycle battery, but never got around to it, ended up reviving it on something else. But I've been playing around with some other battery packs here. I've been picking up some those LifePro 4s or whatever they are, those lithium phosphate ones, and man, the prices are getting low on them. I picked up a couple here. I was actually testing it to run mobile radio, and it actually runs pretty well. It's only rated at 8 amps or 8 milliamps or whatever it is, 8 amp hours. So it's 12 volt, 8 amp hours. So I can't run the full 55 watts, but it runs 25, and it'll run it for hours like that. I had read that there was guys trying to put them in UPSs, and I think they kind of work, but I don't think the charging circuit in the UPS is designed for those lithium phosphates. But man, they're so light, and you get twice the run time out of them compared to a lead acid battery. And it would be really cool if a person could somehow upgrade the charging circuit in one of those UPSs so that you could take these LifePros and put them in there. It would be pretty wild.
Yeah, that's like lithium. Imagine the lithium phosphate are probably the same. Anything with lithium is very sensitive to high currents and temperature. They do not like either. They'll put out a good current, but when you charge them, they seem to like lower current, so they don't heat. Because once they get too hot, it's pretty tough to put them out. But they're a whole different charging system, and they're very quite specific. And that's one of the disadvantages of the lithium battery packs is nobody will rebuild them because of the hazard. they have a specific charging circuit built into the battery pack, which is stupid. It should be in the drill to charge the batteries, but it's not. They do that, I guess, so they can charge more for the batteries, but it is what it is, I guess.
Rather an interesting technology, that's for sure. The one that I picked up, it's the exact same size as a UPS battery, so I was kind of curious to see what a person could do with it. But, yeah, I'm not going to stick it in a UPS, but it's really good for a portable battery pack for radios and whatnot. So, and I think it'll the BMS on it will support up to almost 15 amps, so it's actually not too bad, or maybe it's around 12 amps, but still pretty good. It'll run anything off of a cigarette lighter on it, and super light to carry around, so I'm sure it's probably only a bunch of 18650 cells inside in the pack, but yeah, it'd be interesting to crack one open to see.
Yep, copy that. Been there, done that. I don't throw anything out without taking it apart. Done that with the NiCad, done that with the lithium as well. And, yeah, they're just 6-8 cells, depending what the voltage is. And they just run together. The lithium, they'll run them, because lithium, like, ideally you would charge each individual cell to make sure that they charge at the same rate. But because that gets a little bit complicated and whatnot, probably pricey for what they consider cost, they group them together in batches of twos or threes, depending on how many cells are in the pack. And they monitor the current flow to the pack, to the individual sub-pack, and try to keep those currents the same so that they charge evenly. And if you don't, apparently, they don't stand up that well.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. I've ripped apart a couple of Makita little packs for a drill, and it was interesting seeing how they had them hooked up in series and parallel to make those little packs that you're talking about like that. So pretty neat. I don't know. I have an electric golf cart, and I've been having problems with it. I got a bad. It runs off of, it's 48 volt cart. It runs off of 12, or it runs off of 4 lead acid batteries, and man, they're god awfully heavy and expensive. And I just replaced all the batteries about 2 years ago, and one pack or one battery, it has a bad cell in it. So one of the 2 volt cells I popped open, because you can put the distilled water in it, and I popped it open, and it almost looks like there's mold or something growing in it. I picked up a hydrometer to check it, and sure enough, it's right flat. But I was looking at, I don't know if I want to buy another battery to replace it in just the one, and then the other three are probably still good. But I was looking at 48 volt lithium packs, and those seem pretty interesting and pack a big punch, but they're about $1,000 or whatever just for the battery pack, and then don't know how well it would end up performing. I think it would end up being probably better than the lead acid for the longevity, but yeah, I don't know. It's a lot to dump on a test.
Yeah, copy that. I was kind of interested in that little gizmo thing you sent, and be damned if I can find my notes on it. My desk is a mess of notes, and it's piled deep, and then some of them get thrown out on that thing you bought to kickstart a lithium one. But yeah, apparently if they go below a certain voltage, I think you're explaining that they don't, they won't charge. And you can apparently give them a jolt that will sometimes get them past that dead battery syndrome, and then they'll charge again. But lithium are interesting.
Yeah, I think I read that too, that the battery management's supposed to cut them out before they get low enough to damage themselves, but I've heard that they sometimes like, I don't know, maybe like a sleeping state. And I've heard that you can actually take a regular battery, hook it up, like positive to positive, negative to negative, and give it a little bit of a trickle for a couple of hours, and it'll get enough of a voltage in there so that you can use the charger again. I actually had a really weird one happen to me here the other day. I ordered a brand new battery, another lithium phosphate one, and I went to open the box and went to use it, and there was no voltage. And I was like, this is so weird, like no voltage at all. Even with a multimeter, it was like picking up milliohms, and I'm like, what the heck, how could I get a bad battery? And it turns out that when they sit for a long time and they ship them from the factory, they also put them into some kind of weird sleep mode. And the way they recommend to wake it up is basically the same thing. I took another battery pack that I had and positive to positive, negative to negative, let it sit there for about 2 minutes, and then took it off, and that was enough of a voltage change to wake up the battery management, and now it's fully functional and works fine again. It was really, I've never heard of that. It was ChatGPT that...
Activity time out.
Saskatchewan Reflector 9300. Link disconnected. Welcome to the Saskatchewan Reflector 9300. Link connected.
It's definitely interesting. I have a mixed I have mixed reactions with it, because sometimes it is like dead on and it's unbelievable how accurate it is, and then the next time if you actually feed it something that you are familiar with and you're knowledgeable in, you would not believe how dead wrong it is. Like, you know, I've been using it to help me along with some of my with my conversion over to Linux here, so there's still the odd thing I stumble into, and, you know, I'll feed it into AI, and a lot of times it'll come back, you know, with exactly what the problem is and how to fix it. But there's times where I know kind of enough of my, you know, with my background, and know enough about something, and I'll throw it into AI just to see, and it comes back with stuff that's just totally bogus and totally wrong. And it's funny, because if you challenge it, it starts getting to the point where it starts apologizing for being wrong so often, and it was just crazy. Like, I've even, one example was, I was looking for fireworks on Canada Day, and I asked where there was fireworks, and it told me there was fireworks at the school in Major Pratt School in Russell. And I'm like, no, there's not. And then I called it out and said, no, there's no fireworks there. And it says, oh, sorry, I apologize. It meant it was in Russell, Ontario, that there's fireworks. And then it said, so that the next closest place was Mooseman Fireworks. And I'm like, no, it's not. Isn't that on the August long weekend? And it's like, oh, yeah, I'm totally sorry. I've been wrong again. And it was just wrong time after time after time. So it's kind of scary, because if you don't know anything about a subject and you feed it through AI, it probably looks like it's awesome and it's giving you stuff, but I think it's giving you stuff that isn't very accurate most of the time. Whereas if you take a subject that you're very familiar with, feed it in there, you'll see how wrong it is, which is kind of a little bit mind-boggling. Over.
Yep, I would agree with that. I know a lot of people people or places that use AI intensely will create their own database that they draw from. They'll input, well, take the medicine, because I know they use it a lot for doing, trying to find things that cross-tie between one study and another study and things that back other things up that support a concept or a theory or bring out a pattern or whatever, and they'll